Hey everyone, welcome to Wisdom's Echo. This is Mel Nevin-Hayes and it is so awesome to be back with you. And since I haven't had the opportunity, I know it's March, but hey, welcome to 2024. And I trust that it has been a good start to this year. I have said to Rick over the last few months, like, sure, this is a very interesting year. I am looking forward to seeing what's going to unfold this year. And what Yahweh is going to do and what we get to learn and do and become, it's very exciting. I have been on a journey of discovering some interesting things concerning praise. When we're talking about praise and worship, I mean, this has been a lifestyle I was kind of born into. My dad was a musician, my mom sings, and together they were a music or a worship combo, a power couple, as one would say. My dad was a psalmist. He knew how to prophesy and worship off of the guitar in such a way that it would really minister to people and change the atmosphere. It was absolutely amazing. And my parents wrote songs together and did albums and taught about praise and worship. So, I mean, listen, this is how I grew up. There was always music going on in my household. And I have been involved in worship from very young, from doing the projector back in the church times to singing as a teenager throughout my young adulthood, playing keyboard, being a part of the worship team in any way. And it was just awesome. I've always loved it. And it's been fantastic. Obviously, I'm married to Ricky, who is a worship leader as well, and we've done albums, and he's done his musical albums. And so when I'm talking about praise and worship, this is something I've absolutely loved and learned about and developed throughout my walk with Yahweh. But I came across a scripture just the other day, and it blew my mind, because now praise is beginning to look a whole lot different for me. And so obviously, I need to share it with you guys. All right, so I was going through my Passion Translation Bible, and I came across Psalm 117. It's a very short psalm. And verse 1 says this in the Passion Translation: "Let everyone everywhere shine with praise to Yahweh. Let it all out. Go ahead and praise him." I stopped there. I was like, what? This is awesome. Let everyone everywhere shine with praise to Yahweh. What an awesome, what a beautiful visual that is for me. To shine with praise. So obviously, I had to go and do a deep dive into the word. This is a typical thing for me where the word becomes a gateway for me now to go and explore the layers of what is hidden, the mysteries behind the words, and to arc with the living letters and to discover more about what scripture is saying. This is exciting. Okay, so if we have a look at the New King James Version, it says, "Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you peoples." And if we look at the original text, the word praise over here in Hebrew, again, please forgive my pronunciation if it is wrong, it is halal. And if we have a look at what that is in the original text and what it means according to Strong's, it's very, very interesting. So it is a hey, lamed, lamed. But now, if we look according to Strong's and the definitions and the research that they've done, it is to shine, to flash forth light, to praise, to boast. Isn't that amazing? It's so awesome. I absolutely love that. So if we have a look at the New King James Version, "Praise the Lord, halal the Lord, all you Gentiles, Lord," or in Hebrew, sabach, which is to praise or glory, "praise him, all you peoples," right? So it's two different kinds of praises that are used here. So if we break it down, we've got the one that's saying, hey, shine, flash forth your light as you worship him, as you praise him. And the other one is saying, praise him, express yourself and glorify him. So if we bring it all together, we have this version, the Mull version of what I have discovered through scripture. Shine and flash forth your light in praise to Yahweh. Praise and glorify him. This, for me, I began just to sit on this and go, oh my goodness, praise gets to look pretty awesome now. It's not just singing songs, and it's not just raising your hands, and it's not dancing or using flags. Listen, go for it. If you want to do that, go for it. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm going, hey, I think it looks a lot different. If we had a look at it in a mystical, you know, diving into the mysteries of it, and what it would look like in the spirit, right? Like, I think praise looks pretty, pretty awesome. To shine forth, to flash forth your light. Very cool. So while I'm now discovering this and going through and breaking this all down, I'm led into other scriptures that use this very same word. And I come across 2 Chronicles 20, where it is used in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 21. Now, I'm going to get there. I just want to give a brief summary of what 2 Chronicles 20 is all about. So this is something that, again, a verse that or a chapter that's been very influential in my life. It's been used in many sermons that I've heard. It's a pretty awesome story, guys. Okay, so if we break it down, I'm going to start verse 1, where it says, "It happened after this that the people of Moab and the people of Ammon and others with them, besides the Ammonites, came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, 'A great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea.'" Right? So Jehoshaphat is being told, there's this huge army, so many people, they outnumber us crazily, they're coming for us. So what does Jehoshaphat do? He goes into a time of fasting, and he calls all of his people to a time of fasting that they may seek and behold Yahweh in this time to know what to do. If we jump ahead to verse 12, he says, "O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." I have always loved this verse. It is highlighted and underlined in my Bible. If anything, when we don't know what to do, remember this very, very key phrase here. But our eyes are upon you. That is the best place to be in. All right, so that is where they are right now. And so they carry on fasting, they're crying out, and then all of a sudden, I say all of a sudden, I don't really know, but it says here in scripture, verse 14, "The Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah. And he said," in verse 15, "Listen, all of Judah and all you inhabitants of Jerusalem and you, King Jehoshaphat. Thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, go down against them." Then he goes and gives more instruction. Then in verse 17, it says, "You will not need to fight this battle. Position yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you." Again, very key moment over here. What do you need to do? Position yourself. It's not go and stand only in formation or whatever you're supposed to do. Position yourself. Where are you positioned? Are you before Yahweh? Have you been in this place of beholding him? Do you know who you are? Are you seated on your mountain? Are you standing and operating from your seat of government? Position yourself. Do not fear and don't be dismayed. All right, so they get up early the next morning and they head out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper." Verse 21, here we go. "And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, 'Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever.'" Okay, I want to break this down a little bit for us because, guys, When the Bible starts speaking, when the Word starts speaking to you, it is so, so good. Okay. If we have a look at the original text over here, it says, and when he had consulted the people, he appointed those who should sing. All right. This word over here is found also in Job 36, verse 24, and it is translated as behold. It's the same word, but in modern versions, it is now translated as sing. It is in Hebrew, the word is shir, which is a shin yod resh. This word is behold. Modern translations, it is sing, but before modern translations, it was behold. I just love that, right? And so he appointed people who should behold the Lord. All right, beauty of holiness is mentioned here. Who should praise the beauty of holiness? Now, the word praise here is the word halal, which we just had a look at. And then beauty of holiness is holy adornment or public worship. And then the army went out and were saying, praise the Lord for his mercy endures forever. Or this word praise, which is another word in Hebrew, is yada. Okay, so I'm going to now put that all together back into the scripture. All right, we're just expanding a little bit by using these new definitions, these old texts. Verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should behold the Lord and who should shoot forth their light as they adorned themselves with holy in public worship. As they went out before the army, and they were saying, praise the Lord, for I have seen what is to come, for his mercy endures forever. How amazing is this? I used to always see this scripture work itself out in the way that they literally just stood there and they refused to look at their army, their enemy, and they just praised the Lord. They just worshiped him and God came and brought the confusion and they were defeated. And that's a cool version. That's still amazing. But now going into the depths and layers of it, I'm going, wow, I think this looks a little bit different. And the fact that those who knew how to step in and behold, to see what Yahweh was doing, and then to bring that back into this atmosphere, they began to open up themselves, shoot forth their light, and with their breath in praise and worship, they began to declare what they saw Yahweh do. They went in to behold, to learn and to see what he was going to do, to come back and to release that through the shining forth of their light, through their breath and the portal of their mouth, and the act, the public act of worship as they adorned themselves with holy. I believe that they began to create and change the atmosphere. And because of that, because they knew how to go in and praise and shine and adorn themselves with holy, they were able to change the atmosphere, and Yahweh was able to rest on that, and they were able to have the victory. The victory was theirs, the battle was won. They did not have to fight, but they knew how to position themselves. They knew how to go in and behold and to shine forth their light in an act of praise and worship. Guys, I am so excited about learning what it is to really praise and worship Yahweh. And I just wanted to encourage you with this today, that as you go throughout your days, in your times of worshiping him, in your times of praising him, remember what the original text is. It is to shoot forth your light, to shine. It is to behold. It is to go in, to learn, to become, and to release that through our breath into all creation. Guys, it's going to be amazing. When we start tapping into the original depth, the layers, and the beauty of praise and worship, I really think we're going to start seeing some amazing things taking place. And so, I don't know what it's going to look like, what it's supposed to look like. All I know is praise is to shine forth your light. And so I leave this with you now in Isaiah 60 verse 1. Arise and shine, for your light has come. Whose light? Your light. What do you need to do? Arise and shine. So be encouraged, go forth, have the most amazing day, and be aware that you are a shining light and you get to shine your light into all of creation. And we get to go in and behold Yahweh and spend that beautiful time with Him. And it's just awesome, guys. It's just awesome. I will chat to you guys soon. Be blessed. Shalom. And have an awesome day.